말한다. 가상화도 제일 문제의 네, 제 산유 점된대기 네, 송비게다 송난에 아니 제가 산유 점된대 양아도 심지에 담주 코와를 좋아다 탈바다 탐지 팀부 고방 토역이 치도 안 심지에 아니 구성투기 제바 아니 바도 매바 지가레스 에데 디나네야 아니 아소야 아니 그린 치슈 판도 치슈디 아니 산이게 숨게 잡아드레스 제가 산이게 숨게 잡아드 숨데라 데네가 아주 최선 검숨지 아니 디 냠면지 어디 아소리 규례 아니 녀모로 빠야 아니 타바트 찍고 톱투와 용고레 시서 숨게 잡아드레스 아직 아니 잡아는 초도 규가 디레스 찍슈 네네 아니 제름 찍게 아니 산이게 줌렌디기 데니 숨어 시비 최대리아 아니 찍 chika rangi lamala tene ane bheji kebe shung danga ane chik gyagara kebe shung la tene ane sanye chumlen deki sung shay bheji sung liya tyosam gomsum chen pe chik tyosam gomsum jebe gable yine ane chik chike saksyang chiha dang dus chene ane dus chen lopchon chiha yis tene jeba le tene ane chik duenda di ha koyo du tene telia ane tinge zing gom, shila sunri gom, tinge zing gom tene jere na zorin gilam gom che an diyan gombe nekhla ya an chik nyamne jeba yin tene diyan ane ring lu ti ane gelongin, gelong che che ane du che ne nyamne jeba yin tene inza an sanye jumlen tele ya jumlen tiki sun she peke de gedin tiki pe masi chik gedin jenbi to ne ane sanye jumlen tele ten tiki Dibi tohne, jitibu huya dine yin sechi, kasan di korosh maa shu se.
Dini kundu di karin chen, di koli yankyo samik naa di tamade?
Sanye jimden di pe, masi gerin chimpu re, gerin chisu jimbi kone, an dindu dibu zomba yin su uro.
Good morning. So last night we continued with the presentation on this text, the praise for dependence arising, and we looked at two verses wherein Jay Rinpoche was talking about all the amongst the various enlightened activities of a Buddha, the enlightened activities that are expressed physically, verbally, and mentally by the Buddha. Whilst we can't say one is worse and one is better, what we can say is that which has the greatest benefit for ordinary beings such as ourselves are the enlightened activities of the Buddha's speech. Because with the motivation to lead all sentient beings to a state freed of suffering, a state liberated from pain and misery, the Buddha taught a vast array of teachings. And those teachings are specifically in accordance with the varying needs and dispositions of beings. So therefore, the speech of the Buddha is seen as supreme because it's through hearing teachings that one has the opportunity to be able to reflect on the teachings and to meditate on the teachings, and in this way transform our minds through completely eliminating all our afflictions and their seeds and even their stains. And thereafter last night, we looked at a verse which is like a short autobiography of Lama Tsongkhapa. And there he presented how at a young age he ordained and came under the care of a teacher, and he spent his entire life relying on qualified teachers, studying extensively the sutras of the Buddha, the various commentaries to those sutras written by great Tibetan masters, as well as the exemplary Indian masters, the Indian pandits. And he didn't only study these teachings, he received teachings and study these texts, but he engaged in extensive reflection and meditation on these texts. And in order to ensure that his understanding progressed well, that his reflection and meditation progressed well, Jay Rinpoche also engaged in extensive acts of accumulation of virtue and purification of negativities. And he did so whilst also making supplications to his lamas and his yidams. And then having attained a solid foundation in the sutra teachings, he also engaged in extensive hearing, reflecting, and meditating on the tantric teachings of the Buddha. And with the union of calm abiding and meditative insight, as a fully ordained monk, he engaged in the practices of the generation and completion stages. And having attained complete realization of the teachings of the Buddha, overwhelming appreciation for the kindness of Buddha arose within Jaya Rinpoche. And motivated by this appreciation of the Buddha's kindness, he composed this text that we've been studying all here. In this text, wherein he is praising Buddha Shakyamuni for having taught dependent arising. Again, let's then recite a verse that's in addition to the text, which presents further about how Jaya Rinpoche himself trained. So I'll read it. Possessing the subdued and peaceful outer behavior of hearers, and having certainty in the two inner yogic stages, assisting the excellent non-contradictory paths of Sutra and Tantra, may the teachings of the conqueror Lobsang spread. Read the verse again. Possessing the subdued and peaceful outer behavior of hearers, and having certainty in the two inner yogic stages, assisting the excellent non-contradictory paths of Sutra and Tantra, may the teachings of the conqueror Lobsang spread. So looking firstly at the first two lines, so these present how Jaya Rinpoche trained in the Sutra and then the tantric teachings of the Buddha. The first line, possessing the subdued and peaceful outer behavior of hearers. So this then refers to that he ordained, and he engaged in extensive study and reflection and meditation on the sutric teachings of the Buddha. And then with having attained a stable foundation in the sutras, he engaged in the tantric teachings. And that's then mentioned in the second line. And having certainty in the two inner yogic stages. And this refers to Jaya Rinpoche as a fully ordained monk engaging in the practices of highest yoga tantra, namely the generation stage practices and the completion stage practices.
Jaya Rinpoche
I'll read the first two lines again, and in the Tibetan, the first word of each line is what Gen is commenting on now. And the first word in the first line is outer, and the first word in the second line in the Tibetan is inner. So I'll read the two lines in English. Possessing the subdued and peaceful outer behavior of hearers, and having certainty in the two inner yogic stages. So the meaning of this is, of these two lines then is, and in particular these two words, outer and inner, is that Jaya Rinpoche ordained, and he lived his life as an ordained monk, and he trained as an ordained monk in both the sutra and the tantric teachings, and he trained his mind in both the sutric parts and the tantric parts. But what he displayed outwardly, to the world, was the subdued and peaceful behavior of a monk in the lineage of Buddha Shakyamuni. And however, on the inner level, he was engaged in the tantric practices of the two stages, the generation and completion stages. But that those practices were he didn't show the outer appearance of being a tantric practice. That appearance he kept within himself. So he didn't have, for example, an actual consort or long hair. Rather, he maintained the behavior, the subdued and peaceful behavior of a monk, but he engaged in the practices of secret mantra as well.
Mm-hmm.
Reading on to the third line, possessing the subdued and peaceful outer behavior of hearers and having certainty in the two inner yogic stages, assisting the excellent non-contradictory paths of sutra and tantra. So this third line then, this shows that Jaya Rinpoche, through his example, he showed that the teachings of the Buddha, the sutra teachings and trainings of the Buddha, and the tantric teachings and trainings of the Buddha are not contradictory. Rather, they need to be practiced sequentially in harmony. So he, through this example, he overcame any misconceptions that one only needs to practice the one style of the one form of the Buddha's teachings, and not the other, or the misapprehension that these two are contradictory, that they either cannot be practiced in harmony, or that they actually are contradictory. What Jaya Rinpoche showed, through not only through his teachings, but through his actions, his behavior as well, is that through training, making extensive effort in one's sutric trainings, and then one has established on the basis of such a stable foundation, one can engage in tantric practice. So in this way, the tantric practices are effectively engaged in on the basis of the sutric practices. So in this way, the sutric and tantric practices are harmonious together. They are not contradictory. They should be practiced together. So through his example, he showed that the sutric teachings and the tantric teachings or practices are non-contradictory. And that's the meaning of this third line, assisting the excellent non-contradictory paths of sutra and tantra. So Jerem Pishe here was showing, was engaging in, was acting as an example of the harmony between the sutric and teaching, tantric teachings, that these practices are non-contradictory and can and should be engaged in sequentially or perhaps together. So now returning to the text. So now we come to the outline on dedication of virtue, this virtue that has come about in dependence on Jerem Pishe's first his study and reflection and meditation on dependence arising, and thereafter his composition of this text praising Buddha Shakyamuni for having taught dependence arising. So now we come to the section in the text praising, dedicating of the virtue accumulated.
And
that's the 54th verse. Only due to the kindness of my lamas have I met the unequal teachings of the Buddha. I dedicate this virtue so that all sentient beings without exception may be guided by kind and holy teachers. Looking at the first two lines, only due to the kindness of my lamas have I met the unequal teachings of the Buddha. So as we heard in a previous verse, there have been many founder teachers in this world. In other words, teachers who have founded either religions or philosophies. And within these religions or philosophies, they've presented paths to liberation. And they may even have said that and their path is a middle way path, a path that guides between extremes. But whilst there are many founder teachers, none of them can truly be compared to Buddha Shakyamuni. None of them can be considered a peer or an equal of Buddha Shakyamuni. And similarly, similarly, in terms of their presentation, their teachings, none of their teachings can be presented as equaled to that of the Buddha Dharma. And this is because it's only Buddha Shakyamuni who has presented the actual middle way that leads to a state of liberation from suffering. So this has been something that's been mentioned or looked at in some detail previously. And here, Jaya Rinpoche, in his first dedication verse, is reminding us of that. And he's also drawing our mind he's also reminding us that how we have certainty in the validity of the Buddha's teachings is through this unbroken lineage that has continued from the time of Buddha Shakyamuni passing through many great Indian masters to the great masters of Tibet. And it's through them having come to realize the teachings of the Buddha, realize the inner meaning of these teachings, that the lineage has continued. And now we too can rely on qualified teachers, and it's through relying and coming under the care of qualified teachers that we have the opportunity to hear the unmistaken teachings of the Buddha Dharma, and thereby have the ability, under the guidance of our teachers, to reflect and meditate on the actual path to liberation. So that is the meaning of these first two lines in the 54th verse. This verse then is concluded with Jaya Rinpoche then dedicating all the virtue that he has accumulated so that all sentient beings without exception may be guided by kind and holy teachers. So this dedication is made with sincerity, having come about independence on him having gained experience of the teachings and seen their transformative power, and thereby having great appreciation for the teachings, he has appreciation for the teachers, those that have enabled him to give rise to these realizations. And wanting all beings to experience the freedom from suffering that he has attained, wanting all beings to attain the state of lasting happiness of liberation, he now dedicates this virtue so that all beings may have the opportunity to come under the care and be guided by genuine and authentic teachers, and thereby be taught the unmistaken path of the middle way view, and be guided in the cultivation of that unmistaken path within their own continuums, and thereby attain lasting liberation from suffering. So Jaya Rinpoche is dedicating that all this virtue that he himself has accumulated, he dedicates so that all beings may have the same opportunities that he had, and moreover, that they engage in those opportunities in a way like he has done. And in this way, under the care and the guidance of qualified teachers, that their training goes well, their spiritual development goes well. And the advice then for us here is that we have been accumulating virtue, we will continue to accumulate virtue, and we should dedicate it in the same way for the benefit of all sentient beings. We ourselves have been studying this text now for about 7-8 months, and so we've just sitting in the classes listening to these teachings and reflecting on these teachings have accrued tremendous amounts of virtue, and through your own meditations in your daily practice based on these teachings on dependent arising, you've created further more merit, and through in your daily interactions acting under the influence of that those minds cultivated in meditation, again the virtue that each of us has accumulated has been unsurpassable. So we now come to dedicate this virtue, and we will dedicate all together at the end of this morning's class. But even whilst I'm talking here, in your own minds you can be dedicating this virtue. And here then Jerry Pache is guiding us in how to dedicate virtue, and reflecting on the tremendous kindness of the Buddha and our teachers. For example, Lama Zopa and Lama Yeshe, the founders of this Buddhist center, as well as all the other genuine and authentic teachers in this world. These teachers' lives be stable. May their virtuous activities be supremely successful. May all their aspirations be fulfilled as quickly as possible. And furthermore, may all their students act in accordance with the teachings of their lamas, follow the advice of their lamas well, and thereby come to fulfill the heartfelt wishes of their teachers. And moreover, may all beings who are not yet under the care of genuine and authentic spiritual teachers, may they come under the care of such teachers, train well, and spiritually develop. And may this be the case not just in this life, but in all future lives. In all future lives, may ourselves and all beings at a young age encounter or meet a qualified Mahayana spiritual friend, recognize them as such, come under their care, spend our lives training in the same way that Jerome Pache has trained, come to receive teachings on the middle way view, and train successfully in the cultivation of the middle way view.
Panzi
55th verse. I pray that until samsara's end, the teachings of the Benevolent One remain completely unchanged by the energies of false views, and may there always be an abundance of those who have found firm trust in the teacher through understanding the precise meaning of his teachings.
So looking at the first line, I pray that until samsara's end, the teachings of the Benevolent One. So here, Jayampushe is referring to Buddha Shakyamuni as the Benevolent One, with the literally the one who benefits. And so this is making reference that everything that a Buddha does is guided by perfected minds, in particular perfected minds of love and compassion. So everything the Buddha does is to benefit sentient beings. And here he's making specific reference that in all the ways that the Buddhas benefit beings, it's done so as to bring the benefit sentient beings to a state where they are liberated from suffering. And the way that the Buddhas act to benefit sentient beings, the way they act out their love and compassion, is to guide sentient beings so that they attain the opportunity where they are receptive to being guided in how to cultivate the minds of the Mahayana Dhamma, in particular the view, the middle way view, to guide sentient beings to the state where they are receptive to these teachings, and thereby can give rise to the minds of the Mahayana Dhamma and the middle way view in their own continuum. So this is how the Buddhas act in the benefit of sentient beings. So here, Jayampushe is dedicating his virtue that until samsara ends, so each and every sentient being, none to be neglected, none to be ignored, none to be seen as unworthy, until each sentient being is freed from suffering, until no suffering remains, may the Benevolent One continue to act to benefit. And coming to our second line, remain completely unchanged by the energies of false views. So here, Jayampushe is further dedicating the virtue that he has accumulated through the composition of this text, so that the teachings of the Benevolent One, that they remain in the world
undisturbed, unchanged by the energies of false views, which means that for sentient beings to attain a state that is liberated from suffering, a state of freedom, sentient beings have to cultivate the minds of liberation within themselves, cultivate the genuine paths of the Buddha Dharma within themselves. And to do that, they have to firstly receive teachings, hear teachings from a fully qualified, authentic spiritual friend. So here he's making prayers that may the presentation of the Buddha Dharma, may it be flawless, may it be unperverted by misunderstandings, may there be no may teachers not misunderstand and misrepresent the actual intent of the Buddha, for example through making differences between sutra and tantra, saying that only one is needed, the other is not, or deprecating the one over the other, or misunderstanding the final view of the Buddha. So here the prayer that is being expressed is for the purity of the Buddha Dharma to remain, and so as to enable students to receive faultless teachings and be guided in a way perfectly in accordance with their own dispositions, so that they can effectively reflect and meditate on the teachings of the Buddha Dharma, giving rise to the genuine paths of the Buddha Dharma within themselves.
Mm-hmm. 이신이베다도강을쇼시도 안에
Final two lines, and may there always be an abundance of those who have found firm trust in the teacher through understanding the precise meaning of his teachings. So these last two lines relate closely to what we've just looked at, the one Jambuche dedicating his virtue, so that the Buddha's teachings may not be corrupted by misunderstanding or by a faulty motivation. Rather, may there always be an abundance of those who found firm trust in the teacher through understanding the precise meaning of his teachings. And here this term precise meaning refers to the true nature of the Buddha's teachings. So it's specifically referring to the correct view, the ultimate view of the Buddha, the correct understanding of the middle way view, the view that is the middle way between the two extremes of existence and non-existence. So here with a motivation of altruism, Jayampuche is dedicating his virtue so that beings may continue to be guided by teachers who have a faultless understanding of the Buddha Dharma, and may beings through this guidance give rise to faultless realizations in their own continuum, and thereby continue to guide others in a way that is in complete accordance with the Buddha's genuine intent.
Mm-hmm. 那你们几个他开始就买一把钱，给的一年，反正对于他的尊重母体些，那你说说了去，上有这么的一点点的一些些，他得了，他什么也不接触了，说些的，现在一年呀，那对的，你们几个下来判断结，等等下就买一把钱，对的，那么困难，甚至他们家上上交股票、马头股票都，所有的伢们来也不接呢，那现在也判断结什么，接触不了，说些的，没那么家伙的些，提醒我了。
There's a particular word here I want to emphasize. It's in our third line, the word always. So always here is a word of great importance in that Jempuche is dedicating its virtue so that always in the terms of without a limit of time, may beings have a correct understanding of the teachings, and may they, without a limit of time, always engage in furthering their understanding through receiving more and more teachings, and without a limit of time, reflecting and meditating on those teachings, and always, without reflection on time, engage in beneficial activities for others, in particular, sharing the Buddha Dharma with others. So here Jaya Rinpoche, through the composition of this word always, is encouraging students to give rise to the mind of joyous perseverance and apply it to their receiving of teachings, their reflection and meditation on those teachings, and their beneficial activities. The advice of Panchen Rinpoche to us here is that this is how we should live our lives. We dedicate our virtue, that that we continue to have and take the opportunities to receive teaching. We continue to have and take the opportunities to reflect and then meditate on these teachings, and that our understanding, our inner realization and transformation progresses well. And all of this we engage in order to be of benefit to others. So not just for our own self-development, but to develop ourselves in order to be of greatest benefit to others. And that is the advice from Jaya Rinpoche to us in this verse.
Mm-hmm.
The 56th verse, in all my rebirths, even at the cost of my body or life, and never faltering for even an instant, may I uphold the Buddha's excellent tradition that clarifies dependent arising exactly. So the first line in Tibetan is our fourth line. So the fourth line that clarifies dependence arising exactly refers to that in order to attain liberation from suffering, Buddha Shakyamuni taught what the root cause of our suffering is, the ignorance of self-grasping. And moreover, he taught the technique for abandoning this, which in brief is that all phenomena, without exception, are empty of inherent existence because they are dependent arisings. So that, in brief, is the meaning of the fourth line that clarifies dependent arising exactly.
tubi lusan jewa tamje do sedo jisan den tubi lusan sedo deni yu tenpa san yu jumden deyi maa zul ya tarpa ta tamje kimbo tubi lam jen nam sha jik chang la ma no wa ane jik cho du kyu ba di lusan bo sedo pe nyamle ya ku yu ba di maa zul ya sun sha ba di na maa zuki jewa tamje do sedo maa zuki deli ya se deli yi na ya so su rang rang ki deli nyamle je 念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念念
So looking at the Tibetan English in this verse is quite different. So looking at the bits in the first and the third line. So firstly, for us in the third line, the Buddha's excellent tradition. So this then refers to this having come now to understand the preciousness of the Buddha Dharma. One sees that this lineage of teachings that have continued from Buddha Shakyamuni today is excellent and unsurpassable. And moreover, that the Buddha Dharma itself is something that is unmistaken. And in this way, we generate profound appreciation for the Buddha Dharma itself, for this excellent tradition of the Buddha Dharma. And we generate the aspiration that throughout this life, may we continue to have the opportunities and take those opportunities to train our minds, to develop ourselves spiritually, and not only throughout this life, but throughout all future lives. And moreover, making the mind ever more expansive, we dedicate that these opportunities that are to encounter and train in the precious Buddha Dharma. May all sentient beings have such opportunities. May all sentient beings come to realize the preciousness of the Buddha Dharma and thereby not waste these opportunities when they do encounter them. And continuing to expand our outlook, we make this dedication not just for this life, but all future lives. Not just us for ourselves, but for all suffering beings.
Mm-hmm. अने लेबर मायूस ही से चिकन निभाएं तो अंदाला गर्सुंग गर्सुंग जैसा देने की संयोग जमने देगी टेंशन जो सोचे भी संयोग जमने के लम्बी दिन भी नमस्कार लुक संबोधी अने सोसुरानं की चेतलिया न्यानंचे जिम्बाला अने चिके लूडां सोचां डांचे बने कले कसे जब ना दक ताजा ना कले तो जब तुसा न्यानं
Now looking at the last two lines in the Tibetan, which for us is kind of spread out. So I'll just read the whole verse again. In all my rebirths, even at the cost of my body or life, and never faltering for even an instant, may I uphold the Buddha's excellent tradition that clarifies dependence arising exactly. So through having received many teachings now on this text and engaged in our own meditations on dependence arising, an appreciation in this excellent tradition would have arisen. And coming to see the great value of the Buddha Dharma in that it is the one unmistaken technique for transforming our lives, transforming our minds, making our lives meaningful, then here we are in the last two lines of the Tibetan. Jaya Rinpoche is encouraging us, is exhorting us to make great use of what remains of this life and thereby generate the imprints to use our future lives supremely well as well. Where we're seeing here that even at the cost of my body or life, what we're being encouraged to do is to reevaluate our priorities. And if we truly see the beneficial, the transformative benefits of the Buddha Dharma, this will enable us to reprioritize what is important in our lives. And then no matter what material obstacles we encounter or physical obstacles we encounter, we will continue with our inner development. We'll continue to take the opportunities to receive teachings, reflect on them, and meditate on them. So here, with this, even at the cost of my body or life, we've been encouraged to put our spiritual development at the forefront of all our activities. And then furthermore, and never faltering for even an instant, then here we've been encouraged again to cultivate this mind of joyous perseverance, to not be deceived by procrastination and other forms of laziness, where we put off the inner transformation that is required, that comes about through receiving teachings and reflecting on them, generating the minds of the Buddha Dharma within ourselves. So in these two segments, even at the cost of my life and never faltering for even an instant, we're being encouraged to utilize our lives well, to prioritize the Dharma, and thereby accumulate ever further virtue and virtuous imprints. And the primary purpose for this is then linked in our third line, may I uphold the Buddha's excellent tradition. So this then refers to this term, may I uphold, that the reason for that we've been encouraged to cultivate the mind of joyous perseverance and transform our lives is so that we can uphold the Buddha's Dharma, which means to be able, having become spiritually developed ourselves, to be able to guide others in their own spiritual development. Having attained liberation ourselves, guide others based on our own experience, how to attain liberation themselves. So here in these three segments, we're being encouraged to cultivate a great strength of mind in order to be of genuine benefit to others. The advice in Jaya Rinpoche here is to follow his example, because what he's referring to here is not something that he's just expressing as an aspiration that would be nice for others to do. Rather, he has lived this life as an example, and he is dedicating so that others may see this life that he has lived as an example and emulate it. So his through the life he's lived, he achieved the most extraordinary of goals, that of liberation and enlightenment. And he is presenting himself as an example for others to follow. So moreover, in this and other verses, he is dedicating the virtue that he has accumulated, and so we, as followers of his, should dedicate in the same way that he has. And moreover, throughout this text, we've heard how he trained so as to give rise to the actual middle way view. And with sincerity, we too should dedicate so that we can give rise to the same realization of the middle way view that he did. And this dedication should not just be a mere expression of how wonderful it would be, but done so with the wisdom of now having understood how to train so as to actualize this aspiration. We need to dedicate so as to generate joyous perseverance, receive, and then engage with this mind of joyous perseverance in the receiving of teachings and the reflection and meditating on these. And moreover, all students of the Buddha Dharma, no matter where they are in the world, and if they're receiving teachings from qualified teachers, dedicate this virtue so that they, with a joyous perseverance of the magnitude of Jai Rinpoche himself, may they quickly also progress in the cultivation of the minds of the Buddha Dharma. And may all beings who are not yet training in such a way, who don't have the opportunity or aren't taking full advantage of the opportunity, may they do so. So this is the way that Jai Rinpoche is encouraging us to dedicate, so as to aid our own spiritual development, but also the development of others. In the 57th verse, I pray to spend both day and night carefully contemplating the best means to spread what was achieved by the Supreme Guide, earnestly practicing through countless hardships. Looking at for us the last two lines, what is achieved by the Supreme Guide, earnestly practicing through countless hardships. So here Jai Rinpoche is reminding us again of in order for the being that was to become Buddha Shakyamuni, in order for him to attain enlightenment, he had to make tremendous effort, not just occasionally, not just for an extended period, not even just for a lifetime, but over countless lifetimes. And he went through a vast array of hardships, and he did so with great diligence. And he was able to persevere through these hardships, powered by his sincere wish to be of benefit to others. And it's through this altruistic attitude that arose through love and compassion that he was able to easily transform these hardships that to us would seem insurmountable. He was able to do so for the sake of others, others that to him in those individual lives were unknown, but yet served as his motivation. And in this way, life after life, he lived in the most meaningful of ways. So here we are being reminded about the example that Buddha Shakyamuni himself set.
So for us now, the first two lines, I pray to spend both day and night carefully contemplating the best means to spread. And the spread then would continue to refer to all of the Buddha Dhamma, in particular we can talk about the sutric teachings as well as the tantric teachings, and all done on the basis of a correct understanding of the middle way view. So here Jayam Pishe is expressing the importance to live this life well, to utilize this opportunity that we have, because for the Buddha Dhamma to have remained in the world, it was dependent not just on Buddha Shakyamuni, but all the great practitioners that followed after him, who kept the teachings alive in their own continuum and were able thereby to share it with others. So the Buddha Dhamma remaining present and alive in the world is dependent on it being cultivated in the minds of ordinary beings like ourselves. So in other words, for beings to encounter the Buddha Dhamma is dependent on it existing in the world, existing in the minds of accomplished practitioners. And we, as beings who have met the Buddha Dhamma, we have a responsibility not just to achieve our own happiness, but through achieving our happiness, to be able to help others, to guide others in cultivating the minds of liberation too. So therefore, we should really not waste the opportunity that we have, because this is a tremendously precious opportunity to achieve happiness for ourselves, as well as to be able to be of lasting benefit to others. So the prayer being expressed here is that through having received these teachings and done our own contemplations on dependence arising and acting under the influence of our understanding of dependence arising, we have accomplished vast stores of virtue. So we now dedicate this virtue so that we, through the cultivation of minds such as joyous perseverance and ever-growing intelligence, that we strive with great effort to become a Buddha as well, and to do so that we act in the same way as the being who was to become Buddha Shakyamuni acted. And in this way, we can live a meaningful life and enable others too to transform their own lives.
I Chido, and the Sanya Jim Nandiki, Sonship, Picchu, Della, Tersam, Gomsum, Yamlin Jigins, Denegi, Yamlin Jihan, Zolaya, Denegate, Yamlin Jihan, Kawa, Dene, Yoga Sui in there, Yamlin Jihan Zolaya, and Jig, the Soma Digi, and Roger Urias, as Ima, Monam Jawore, the Ma Tamadi.
You make a Zigmepe? Did you come Tamatam?
That is my Lord Yurishin.
Jayampishe continues that for the Buddha Dharma was taught for the sake of suffering sentient beings, and the Buddha Dharma was presented in a way where nothing was excluded. In other words, the entire path for beings to become just like the founder teacher taught. He didn't keep anything back so that he would stay supreme. He shared the entire faultless path so that beings can attain liberation from suffering. And in order to attain a state liberated from suffering, beings need to hear the teachings, reflect and meditate on them. And for all sentient beings to be able to do so, they need support, they need assistance. And with this in mind, Jerem Pache continues.
That's the
58th verse. When pursuing these endeavors with a pure altruistic intention, may ceaseless assistance always be granted by Brahma, Indra, worldly guardians and protectors such as Mahakala too. Then this final verse, this is a verse of request rather than a verse of dedication. So here, that with we're looking at the first line, first of all, when pursuing these endeavors with a pure altruistic intention. So here, motivated by the mind of bodhicitta, and the mind of bodhicitta conjoined with the correct understanding of the middle way, in fact, even with a path of the middle way generated, motivated in this way, for the sake of all sentient beings to attain a state freed of suffering, may all beings who have such a motivation, and a motivation that's powered by the mind of joyous perseverance, may they be assisted ceaselessly. So ceaselessly here then will be similar to what we had before with always, until all sentient beings are liberated. Until all sentient beings have attained their own liberation, may those beings who have an altruistic intention, those beings who are with sincerity striving to live a meaningful life, striving to be of greatest benefit to others, May they be guided, or not guided, sorry, may they receive assistance by beings such as Brahma, Indra, the four worldly guardians, protectors such as Mahakala, and so forth. And here then the request is that may obstacles such as illness and lack of favorable circumstances for spiritual progression, may all beings who are able to assist in the overcoming of these obstacles, please may they assist those who have a sincere wish to live a meaningful life, a life that brings benefit to others. And that then brings us to the conclusion, the completion of this text by
Jerem Pishi.
The meaning then of this presentation dependent arising, to express it differently, the advice from Jaya Rinpoche that is being expressed in this text on dependent arising is that everyone who reads this text and reflects on this, we have this wish to be liberated from suffering. None of us want to endure a moment more of pain or difficulty. And moreover, all of us who encounter this text, we do so having attained a rebirth that is precious, a precious human rebirth. So in this opportunity now, in this text, Jaya Rinpoche has presented the very root cause of our suffering, which is the ignorance of self-grasping. And moreover, he's presented the technique to eliminate this cause of all our suffering, all our pain. And this is that it is through the cultivation of the middle way path, through the presentation of dependence arising. And furthermore, that amongst the various founder teachers, the supreme teacher is Buddha Shakyamuni, and amongst his teachings, the supreme path is that of the middle way. Shakyamuni Buddha presented the Buddha Dharma from a basis of experience. This was the path that he himself had cultivated in his own continuum. It wasn't just an expression of theory, but he taught from a position of experience. And moreover, Buddha Shakyamuni himself is a suitable refuge, a suitable source of protection, as therefore are his teachings. And these teachings, the teachings of the Buddha Dharma, are the complete and unmistaken technique to attain liberation from suffering.
Dinigi sungaayne, ane chik sanyu chumden tiki dini yu sung shepe lamdi dan nyamlen che ala, ane kiwi chik gyaghar kebe shung, sanyu chumden di gongpa tashi yu shung dan, beji kebe tashi beki, ane shung lulu ya, ane lama lami ki, lama dian che, su shindu nyamsu dian che, tu su nyamlen che ba yin si ur che suna che, ane chik nyamlen che ba la dine, ane tamal ya, ane chik Benin
The teachings that Buddha Shakyamuni gave all these many centuries ago have been kept alive in the world. Firstly, through the many skilled practitioners in India, and then in dependence on their teachings and their realizations and their texts, then many skilled teachers in Tibet. So I, Jay Rinpoche, have come to understand the essence of the Buddha Dhamma, the true meaning of the Buddha Dhamma, independence on the sutras and the tantras of the Buddha, as well as all the commentaries composed by the great masters in India and Tibet, such as Chandrakirti. And I have now come to realize the unmistaken meaning of the middle way view. And I trained with great effort throughout my life up to this point, and I will continue to do so from this point. So I've composed this text now in order to on one level to express my gratitude to the Buddha and this lineage of teachings, but in particular to be of benefit to my students now and in the future. So in the same way that I have made tremendous effort to come to understand the actual meaning of the Buddha Dhamma, my request is that you, my followers, too, take this example that I've set as an example to emulate, not just an example to praise, but an example to emulate. So the advice that we should be taking away from this text is that we ourselves, independent on the causes that we have created in the past, have achieved a precious human rebirth. Not just an ordinary human rebirth, but a rebirth where we have met the Dharma, have interest in the Dharma, and moreover, we have the opportunity to receive teachings and to reflect on these teachings. So the first point is to reflect on precious human rebirth and refuge. In this way, generate strength of mind, a mind that is light but also powerful, seeing the incredible opportunity that we ourselves have achieved. And thereafter, we move to a second step, which is to reflect on the nature of cyclic existence, reflect on how suffering pervades all experiences within samsara, and do so to the point where we give rise to the wish to definitely emerge from the sufferings of samsara, to renounce samsara in its entirety. And having given rise to that, we then move our attention from ourselves and our own situation, because the second step in the meditation, we need to reflect on suffering as we've experienced it, and independent on that, we can then relate to others. And we think of others, that others are just like us in wanting to be freed of suffering and pain. Others are just like us in wanting to experience only happiness. And then we go into the reflection on that will lead to the culmination of bodhicitta, reflecting on our relationship with others, reflecting on the kindness of others, giving rise to the wish to repay that kindness. And the most meaningful way to repay the kindness, this is, whilst it's often needed to help others materially, the most important way is to guide others in how to cultivate the causes for happiness. And this wish to do so comes about independent on generating the mind of love. May all sentient beings experience only happiness. May all sentient beings accumulate the causes for happiness. And the mind of compassion. May all beings be freed of suffering. And may all beings eliminate the causes that lead to suffering. And then, having generated minds of love and compassion, we think to ourselves, this mere wish that I have, no matter how heartfelt and sincere it is, can it be realized? Can this wish for others to experience lasting happiness, or all beings to experience lasting happiness and be freed of suffering, can it be realized? And here, at this point, if we wish, we can engage in the meditation on dependent arising, reflecting that happiness comes about independent on accumulating the causes for happiness. Suffering comes about independent on the accumulation of causes of suffering. Those causes of suffering are the karma that has been accumulated independent on the afflicted minds, and those afflicted minds have come about independent on their root cause, the ignorance of self-grasping. And this ignorance of self-grasping, it too is dependent. It is not inherently existent. If we see how it appears to our mind, like all phenomena, it appears to be truly existent. But when we investigate, we'll find that there's no truly existent ignorance to be found. There's no truly existent self to be found. And therefore, all phenomena, being empty of inherent existence, means that through the elimination of the ignorance of self-grasping, the ignorance of true grasping, beings can stop creating the causes for suffering, and moreover, create the causes for happiness. So therefore, liberation and enlightenment is possible. And with this understanding, we generate the altruistic attitude of universal responsibility, where we take it as our own personal responsibility to live this life in the most meaningful way, the way of cultivating ourselves spiritually in order to be of greatest benefit to others, cultivating the wisdom realizing emptiness within ourselves, cultivate in the minds of love and compassion, all so that we can be of greatest benefit to others. And we do so with the goal of becoming the most skilled of guides, the guide that is the Buddha. And in this way we generate the mind of bodhicitta. And then this is followed by the meditation on the six perfections. So this meditation that I've now very briefly mentioned is a meditation throughout the year that I've mentioned many times. So I'm sure all of you are very familiar with it. You've heard it many times, and you've been doing it at home. And it's my sincere hope that this meditation, you make it ever more part of your daily practice. And if it already is, that this strengthens. And if it's not yet, that this comes to be so. Because it's through doing this meditation repeatedly over a sustained period, your mind will transform. You will experience greater inner happiness and peace, and your impact on the lives of others right now will be so much more, such greater benefits, let alone all the benefits that will come in future lives. So this is my sincerest hope.
So he just recited a couple of verses at the end there, which was just from the colophon. So, but he says, I don't need to read this, so fine. So it wasn't the colophon, it was the first few verses of the text. The first three verses of the text he recited. And so this is done for auspiciousness, because now we have come to the conclusion of this text that we've been looking at for 7 months. And so through restarting the text, he makes the auspicious connection that we once again in the future receive teachings on this text. So here now we should generate great joy in our minds at not necessarily at having completed the text, but at having the opportunity to have received these teachings. And even if we aren't able to do this reflection at these meditations at home, at least through coming to these classes, in the classes we've done these meditations, these 4 points of meditation, many times together. So through receiving these teachings, doing the meditations here together, as well as whatever impact they have had on your daily life, we have all accumulated vast stores of virtue. So now we come to dedicate this virtue, and we dedicate this virtue in exactly the same way as Jai Rinpoche did. And we recall in our dedication that our opportunity to receive these teachings and to reflect on these teachings is dependent entirely on the kindness of others, the kindness of our teachers, the kindness of all the holy beings, as well as all ordinary beings. Now when we come to dedicate, we bear in mind all that we've heard now in the dedications as well as previously.
Yeah, lambare, 안에 지기 한 마제 디나시 서버미체 구세는도 심바치는 템바 자름치다 서버미체 라서바 구세는도 땡제 안에 제바치네 탐제 야고 용어시 지 용어시 와세 만음제레 안디마세 땅아저기 라마마제 시 지금이 최 출로생 아저기 낭비기 최 냠낸 제겐 소소라는 게 라마 바텀 해 봐요 지 차상 최 추진도 되게 라마디게 차상 안에 지기 구세링도 내제 안에 지기 시안에 판바디게 제버친데 야고 용어시 와세 만음제 지기세
Now, when you come to the dedication, I just want to draw your points, your attention to specific points to bear in mind. So, in particular, we dedicate so that lamas, in particular His Holiness and Lama Zopa, that their lives are long and stable, and that their enlightened activities are supremely successful as quickly as possible. And moreover, bear in mind all one's own individual teachers, and whether they are Buddhist or not Buddhist, as well as all beings who are committing virtue in this world. May all our teachers, may their lives be long and stable, and may their virtuous activities be supremely successful.
Yamin Jebala, and the China, Gentina, Gagin, Barche, Tamche, Shije, and Tunjan Chava, Yabo Jun, and the Jigger, Tunjan, and Yamin Yabo Jun Tobata, and Dimase, and Jigger, Mount Lishin, Biggit, and Belinda, and the Gawai near Nambu Chu, and Dumbi Chisu Jaja, Yamin Chicken Chasan, Chu, Yamin Chicken Chasan, and Jigger, Mount Man Chibu Chicken Chasalia, and the Jig.
Secondly, we dedicate this merit that we've accumulated so that for all practitioners of the Buddha Dharma may the obstacles be overcome, and may the obstacles to receiving teachings, to understanding those teachings, to having the opportunity to reflect on the meaning of those teachings, may they be overcome. May all favorable circumstances for that to come about, for all beings, may these be favorable circumstances be achieved. And may the virtuous activities of beings, particularly in this context, the spiritual development of beings, may our practice, may that go supremely well.
Naza da ne nazi du shen ne zaya dong ya da gang ge zhe yu ba de ji ge de ni ge dong a de zhe zhe xi yi xi wa da an ne lü ge de wa yong wa an ne sem ma ji ba sem chu ba sem ji gang a yu gen cha zang xi xi sem ji gang a de ju xi ne an ne sem ya ji ge de wa da an ne sem cha zang an ne pen zun jian ba da zhe wa le ne ba lü ge naza sem ji dong a de ji xi ne an ne sem ji ta men ji pen zun zhe wa 아니 지게 잠바다 제위 냠는 전에 냠는 타르진의 점멸이야 차상 시대용어 지다 아니 지게 되니기 섬전 차상의 시대용어다 아니 잠재기 냠는 제야 관의 공도 폐제 아니 뉴어뉴와 아니 교고교바 산교고바 토바쇼스 아니 저 개와 사샤바디 디니토리 규규와 쇼스에 지말음 제리다 타마다
Thirdly, we dedicate for the welfare of all sentient beings, whether humans, animals, or unseen beings. May they abide only in mental and physical happiness. May all the difficulties that beings, that currently torment beings, may they be freed of these, whether it's in terms of material resources, where beings are tormented by hunger or thirst, or where they don't have sufficient other material, where the material needs are not being fulfilled, may beings be freed of the suffering. Moreover, may there be no conflicts or between communities. May this come to an end. May beings only abide together in peace and in harmony, interacting with each other with a genuine, gentle attitude. May the minds of love and compassion and kindness, may these grow ever more within beings. And may everything beings do be motivated just by minds of love, compassion, and kindness. May the final attainment, the attainment of the ultimate state of enlightenment, may this ever more quickly come about.
So, 체조로 시켜도 뒤세에 뒤에 양보를 기도가 진정하도 소화시키고 일년 직된데 되고 사라진 소화부야 직된데 지게 양보라 주면 된다 이제 여러분 지난 남의 이름 상제 차상제 하는 지게 모놈 자야다 근데 이제 많은 건 지금 로리 걸마 지금 시작해서 로리 가서 나는 지금 로리 남방 짬마라 망고시 흉고를 디바 지금 시작해서 소소소 길로 간들간에 흉고도 로노 주간에 야간에 차상 모처로 책으로 디고 로리 로리 걸 시작하면 돼.
So this afternoon, then, for those who can stay, we are very fortunate that we can have an extension to our conclusion of this text with the offering of the Lama Chöpa Puja, and this is really very auspicious in that in the puja we make many prayers to the lineage of great masters as well as our own individual teachers. So for those who can come, this is a truly auspicious way to conclude our course. And then when we meet again in a couple of weeks' time, we will, having concluded this text, then we start a new text. And the next text is called Awareness and Knowers, which is a cumbersome way to say that it's a study of Buddhist psychology. It's a study of our minds. It's a way where we can come to understand in greater detail the inner workings of our minds. So that is the topic that we'll commence with in a couple of weeks' time.
Oh yeah, do you think?
So thank you.